I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature audio from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
What have you brought for us today?
In 1977, the Nunn Center kicked off an oral history project documenting the stories of Kentucky's writers. Kentucky has an incredibly rich history and tradition in the literary arts, and this collection now has about 107 interviews in it.
And we're going to hear from one author who unfortunately just recently passed away.
A 1993 interview with mystery writer Sue Grafton, who achieved worldwide fame, especially with her books in the Alphabet series. It's a 2.5-hour interview where she talks about a wide range of topics, including having a rather difficult childhood growing up the child of alcoholic parents.
I consider it the perfect childhood for a writer because I learned early on to scan the environment. I always paid attention to what was going on emotionally. I learned to listen to the things that weren't said. Because I did not receive a lot of supervision, I used to wander Louisville from one end to the other. I would ride the buses from one end of the line to the other. I would wander in the park. I played with friends of mine in the neighborhood and lived in my imagination for much of the time.
And of course, she talks about her signature series, the Alphabet series,
which was a mystery series featuring a lead character, Kinsey Milhone, who was a private investigator. And in this interview, Grafton reflects on this character that she invented.
She is an alter ego. She is also an extension of myself. She and I, as I describe it, we have different lifelines, different biographies, but the same sensibility. She has altered the course of my life. Because of her, I had to learn how to shoot a handgun. I had to take a class in women's self-defense. I've taken a class in criminal law. I have gone into morgues and police stations, and I've done ride-alongs with the cops, and God knows how many things I would never do as Sue Grafton.
And a lot of Kinsey Milhone fans were probably wondering why she never was brought to the small or the big screen, for that matter.
Unlike her contemporaries, Sue Grafton was adamant about not letting her character go to TV and to the movies.
What I know is that inventing Kinsey Milhone freed me up and gave me my power back, and I would have to be a fool to turn around and sell her to them, because they would treat her like dog meat, like they do everybody else's work, and I got too much ahead of me to blow it watching some mediocre television actors have a go at it.
After several years of publishing a book every 2 years in the Alphabet series, Y is for Yesterday is indeed the last book in the series, published in 2017.
And I understand her family has decided that they're not going to pay someone to finish out the series.
Just as Sue Grafton was adamant about not letting her books go to TV or film, she has refused to utilize a ghostwriter.
And the great thing about this is that all of these interviews, we're talking about 107 of them, are available online right now.
The Kentucky Writers Oral History Project is searchable and online at kentuckyoralhistory.org.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.